Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 103 of Ask Pat. So happy to be here to help you out today. Now, I do have something special to share with you. Today is the launch day for the brand new Smart Podcast Player. This is a podcast player that my team and I created, which actually we created just for ourselves for AskPat.com. So many people wanted to get their hands on this player. We turned it into a WordPress plugin that could be easily distributed. So actually, if you go to smartpodcastplayer.com, you can see information about the launch. If you're listening to this in the future, you might see it for sale there. Currently, we're doing a beta release, meaning we're getting just a small group of 250 people so we could work closely with them, work out all the bugs, and then make it even better when we release it to the wild. Whatever the case may be, you'll get information for it again at smartpodcastplayer.com. Go ahead there and check it out right now. Now, on to today's question from Bobby. Let's hear from Bobby.
Hi, Pat. This is Bobby. I'm a longtime listener and fan since you got started. I have a question about podcasting. I have a podcast. The name of the podcast is Conversion Rate Optimization Academy. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. I started it way back in 2009, and I have about 56 episodes there right now. But the problem is I stopped podcasting around 2010. I just released one episode in 2011 and one episode in 2012. So the last episode that was released was in 2012, and I've gone completely dark. Haven't released a new episode since, and I want to get it started again. I still have a few downloads a month in Libsyn, but I'm wondering if you have any advice as to what strategy I should take to give it life again or kickstart it back to life. Thanks. Looking forward to your answer.
Bobby, thank you so much for your question. And it's really interesting because I've been noticing a lot of people just like you, Bobby, people who used to have shows that were consistent who just ended up stopping for whatever reason. They're coming back, and they're coming back because podcasting is starting to pick up in popularity now in the mainstream. Most people are beginning to understand what a podcast is and understand how to go and listen to one. Car fat manufacturers like BMW are soon to be putting iTunes and other podcast players right in their dashboard. It's just incredible, the growth of podcasting. So it's great to know that you're coming back, Bobby, and I think we'd all love to hear especially more content about conversions if that's what your show is about. Now, like you said, you let your podcast fizzle out, but how can you bring it back? First of all, you have to understand that you can bring it back, and it's really good to hear that you're getting some listens off of Libsyn. So for anybody out there, if you have a show that you've had out for a while, you want to see if it's actually still pulling some numbers in, and you might be surprised. A lot of times, you might be getting found in search for Google or from Google or on iTunes, and people might still be listening to your show, even years later. I mean, this is the whole passive part of this thing. You can create stuff now that people are going to listen to later, and that's awesome. But again, you'll gain more traction if you start it up again and become more consistent. Now, in terms of starting it up again, how can you do that? Well, there are different ways to do that. You can, first of all, in your brain, mentally commit to committing. You know, commit to committing. You want to make sure that you understand that when you come back this time around, Bobby, that you are going to do it and do it seriously and do it for good. You know, make sure you are consistent with it. I'm not exactly sure what the rate was or the frequency that you were coming out with before, and I'm not exactly sure why you let it fizzle out. Perhaps it was a daily show and it just got too much for you. And then if that's the case, maybe this time around, you might not want to make it a daily show. Or maybe it just wasn't fun anymore. And you have to ask yourself, well, why wasn't it fun? Why did I stop? And what would make you keep going? Make sure you put those things in your brain and put those things working in your favor this time around. So what would make you stay with it? Make that happen. So that's first and foremost how to do it. Now you have a couple options. You can either just start recording new episodes, and in that new episode, that new one that you create where you commit, you want to also commit to your audience. That's going to help you be held accountable for this. But also, you want to be honest with your audience. Tell them why you dropped out and what you plan to do next. There's always different opinions on this. Some people just say, oh, just pick it back up. But I think it's really important to be honest and authentic and real with your audience. There are listeners who will understand why you did what you did and who are going to be there for you. I mean, obviously they're listening, and as long as you provide great value, they will continue to listen. And that's another thing. In that next episode you come out with, if you do continue with the show that you already have, which is one option because you already have that there, people are finding it, blow their minds. Give them something amazing that just tells them, wow, thank gosh, Bobby is back because this was amazing and I can't wait for more. You know, they'll want to share it and also recommend that you give them permission to share the episode and welcome you back and all that stuff. Leave comments on the blog if you have show notes or a place where they can do that. Just make it an event. That's another point here. Make it a huge event. If you have a blog and an audience already, perhaps an email list, make it a big deal that you're coming back and you're coming back strong, and make that first episode that you come out with next great, amazing. Perhaps you use one of your contacts and bring an amazing high-end guest that everybody wants to hear in your niche on the show. And that way you just start off with a bang. So that would be the first thing. And I would also recommend having a few episodes under your belt as well. So record a few of them first, just so you can sort of relaunch and get comfortable and have something in the backlog that you can come out with the next week, or depending on how frequent you come out with episodes the next time, so that you can just stay ahead of the game and always continue to keep recording episodes, but still have some in your back pocket just in case you might take a week or two off. Once you get to that point where you're struggling and you keep telling yourself, oh, okay, I need to record a podcast today. If I don't, I'm not going to make it on time. That's when it starts to get a little stressful. And that can start those feelings of, okay, maybe this isn't worth it, or maybe I should stop. You don't want to ever get to that point. So if possible, Bobby, I would record maybe 10 episodes right now before you even come out with this new podcast. That'll get you motivated. That'll get you back in the groove. And when you come out, you're going to come out with a bang and be consistent to a point where people are going to understand that you're back and you're there. Now, the other option is to come out with a completely brand new show. And the benefits of doing this are you're going to get back on the new and noteworthy section of iTunes, which is really important. That gives you a lot of upfront exposure, especially for the first 8 weeks of the life of your podcast. The only issue with that is, of course, you are going to be losing those listens from, or the ability to find you from that other show, especially if you want to keep the same name. I mean, if you want to go in a completely different direction, then I would recommend going to a new show. However, if you want to stick with the same direction, the same show, you might want to stick with the old show. However, you can do both. You can almost, quote, archive your old show and just create one episode, a short one, telling people that you're back, but you're in a new spot. Maybe rebrand it. You have a new logo, new intro, and everything. It's all in that new spot. But the last episode, the last one people can get from your previous set of recordings, you know, that last one you create is just a simple, hey, this is what's been happening. If you're here and you listen to the show, type this into iTunes or go to this special link, and it'll take you to the new show. And that way, it can be a fresh reset for everybody, including yourself. So you have some options. Do whatever you feel is best, Bobby. Obviously, it depends on what your situation is. And for everybody out there, it's on a case-by-case basis. But you just got to do it. And most of all, you just have to commit. So Bobby, I hope that helps you in some way, shape, or form. For everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. Bobby, an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. You'll get an email from myself or one of my assistants very soon with information about that. If those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. Thank you so much. And again, don't forget to go to smartpodcastplayer.com. If you're a podcaster and you're tired of ugly, confusing, clunky players and you want one that looks good and enables your audience to easily find other shows that you have and also share the current shows, it's going to be awesome. Check it out, smartpodcastplayer.com. Now, as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Thomas Jefferson, one of the most famous quoters of all time. He says, "Do you want to know who you are? Don't ask. Act. Action will delineate and define you." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.